Blog Talk Radio.
Man, it's your boy L Boogie. The streets is talking sports talk show with a little twist of hip hop. I got DJ Steph, he produced the show. You know, I got my co-host to my right, T-Raw, and to my left, Jewels the G. We back in the asylum, they let us out to the yard, so, you know, we about to, as my man would say, we about to get it cracking. What the deal, world? What's going on? T-Raw, what the deal, baby? You out there with me?
Yeah, baby, you know your boy's always in the town with you. What's going on with the pill?
Oh, man, we had a lot going on this weekend, bro. As usual, we had the playoffs.
Yes, sir. I'm ready for this one right here. I'm looking for everything. Looking for Memphis to do their thing and take this thing back to San Antonio because, you know, I had Memphis winning this round. So I need Memphis to step their game up, but it looks like they're going to get swept.
Wow. That's terrible. What did I tell you on Friday? I said that San Antonio was going to pull that game out. And I keep telling my callers and I keep reiterating, that's not Reggie Jackson coming off of Ibaka screen. That's Tony Parker and Timmy coming off that screen. So, Ron, I pose the question to you. Should we get the Spurs out and, you know, sweep these boys, or Memphis get enough fight to force a fifth game?
Well, my heart says that we're going back to San Antonio. But knowing the San Antonio Spurs and Greg Popovich, them boys, they need some rest. And I think they're looking forward to get some rest. So if they could go ahead and close out tonight, they know that it's a while before the finals actually begin. So the finals don't begin until June 6th. If they win tonight and close it out, then, you know, they'll have a lot of time to rest, get those guys healthy who need to, you know, go to the training room and see the trainers and all that. So, you know, San Antonio just might go ahead and sweep these boys. But like I say, my heart is telling me that we're going back to San Antonio for game five. San Antonio might close it out in the fifth game if they're not successful tonight. But we'll see what happens.
Well, like I said before, Now you're really missing Rudy Gay. It showed the other night. They drew up a play, no disrespect to Michael Conley, but in that situation, you needed Rudy Gay at the end of regulation. They ran the pick and roll with Mike Conley and Z-Bo, and this time they sat on that right hand, on that left hand, and it was tough for him to get a playoff. So, as the coach, Lionel Collins, should you have drawn up a different play, or should you have went with Mike Conley? I'm posing a question to you, coach.
That's a 50-50. That's a 50-50 type of question there, L Boogie. Because it's not like that was on Coach Hollins to draw up a play for those guys to generate some offense and score a bucket or two. I think really what happened was they just ran out of gas. The last two games have been overtime games, and Memphis had a time or they had a chance to really win the game. But they did not take advantage of the opportunities, and in this playoff game, you make one turnover, it can cost you. You make two turnovers, you will not win the game, especially in overtime with only having 5 minutes to try to make things happen. And so, Memphis just wasn't good enough or didn't step up to the plate in order to make those plays to win the game that they had an opportunity to steal one or even win one on their home court. But now they're facing elimination. It's either put up or shut up. And we're going to see what they made of tonight. And if they get swept by San Antonio, they shouldn't hang their heads low. They've had an incredible season, first time making it to the conference finals. So they have a lot to look up to. And, it's just that, they just messing with a team that's ready and that's been there before, that's seasoned. Memphis has it young, kind of like Golden State was.
Listen, Ro, you sit there and say they have nothing to hang their hat, or should I say hang their head low? Man, yes, they should. If you get swept by San Antonio and you're the Memphis Grizzlies after you just knocked them out of the playoffs 2 years ago and you just knocked off the Western Conference Finals in the semis, and now you're in the finals. I can see losing, but getting swept, yes, you need to hang your head because you're better than that, but I guess you're not. Once again, fans, if you're out there listening, I remember my nephew was saying Memphis Grizzlies, this and that, no knock. You guys said they were going to win the series 4-2, and, the fat lady hasn't sang yet. But she's tuning her lungs, I tell you that, bro. She's tuning her lungs. But we will see.
She's getting a pipe drink.
Yes, she is. Boy, she's putting her makeup on to go out on stage, I tell you that. So, I just really don't see them performing as well, and I knew that was going to be the X factor, not having that Rudy Gay guy. So I knew it was going to bite them, and it's looking like it every time they need a bucket or they go into a low, that gives those older guys, which is San Antonio, a chance to get back in the game, which they did game three.
We'll see.
So now let's get over to this Eastern Conference Finals. It's tied up. It's 2-1 now, back to being Miami, and everybody was talking about how Paul George and LeBron handshake after the third quarter and the performance and the budding star that he's trying to become. And LeBron took him to school last night, I must say. Points in the paint was prevalent. As you see, they move the ball around, and it's like Shaq would say on TNT, those others, when those others are playing like they did yesterday, your Chalmers, your Haslams, it's going to be hard to beat those guys.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be hard to beat Miami. Looked like they got the locomotive running yesterday. even though Indiana can keep it close or, you know, hang in the game for a certain period of time, if they don't get off to a good start and, you know, defend Miami like they're known to defend Miami, if they're down anywhere between 10, 12 at half or even after the third quarter, it's going to be difficult for those guys to play catch-up against Miami. Yeah, we all know that, you know, the NBA is it's a game of runs. You know, you have your runs every now and again. But it's just hard when you're down that much playing that quality style of team, especially Miami's defense. You know, those guys are really tuned in. And the way that they separated themselves last night from the third quarter to the fourth quarter was really the difference of that game. And if Miami can continue to play the way that they played last night, it's no way in hell that Indiana has a chance of, you know, getting to those guys and making those guys feel threatened. It almost looked like the Miami of last year when they played Indiana after Indiana had went up 2-1 in that series last year. And then all of a sudden, you know, Miami had that look as if, you know, they were going to be, it was going to be tough to beat those guys. And that's what it looked like last night in game three out in Indiana. But I also think this of Indiana. I think that they just got, I don't want to say lazy, but I just think that they forgot who they were actually playing. Because, you know, yes, they were able to steal one in Miami, but the way that they started the game yesterday just made it look like they were just, you know, due for the win. Like, they just knew that they were going to win because they're undefeated at home this season in the playoffs. So, you know, I think that if Indiana can definitely start the game off a little bit quicker, they'll be all right. But if they let Miami just jump out and do things that they did like last night, it's going to be difficult for Indiana to stay in this series.
Well, being that we are coaches and we study the game, we look at the game, and, you know, I'm just looking at Miami. This is how you keep the game close, Indiana, like you did in the first two, and you make it a one- or two-possession game with a minute left. You make Eric Spoelstra make some decisions. You make guys have to make plays. That's how you can try to at least be in the vicinity of beating the Miami Heat. If you have that two-possession game between the, you know, with the Heat, you have a chance. You may do something. But I must say, last night I saw a different LeBron James where it was a lot of energy scoring that 36 game. What was that, game two? But in game three, he had 22 points. And, I mean, he got on that block and just took my man Paul George to school and was just using that left hand. I must say, LeBron James may be the only one that I've seen in a long time that uses that left hand prevalently. I mean, he goes to it a lot, and he did the other night, and they didn't know what to do as far as the double team because we're used to LeBron getting that mid-post and taking it, and they have help side, you know, as far as helping off. But they didn't have a game plan last night, and it was a great adjustment on the Heat part, and then that opened up things for Udonis Haslam and Chalmers to do his thing and look like the old Wade, and, you know, Bosh got off early. All five stars had over 14 points. You know, when you have that with the Heat, you chalk it up. Put the name on the trophy already. The streets is talking. Sports Talk Show, 347-855-8896. And, Ro, today is Memorial Day special edition. We're giving shout-outs, you know what I mean, to the you know, we're giving memories to the guys or the gals that we know that's passed a little bit. You know what I mean? So, you know, throughout the show, give you shout outs, man, or some people you want to just remember. You know what I mean?
That's what it is, man. But since we're going to start that off, I'm going to give a shout out, man, you know, first of all, to the world, worldwide, you know. Want to thank everybody for tuning in, man. Memorial Day edition, man. I want to give a shout out to my mom's, man. Mom's birthday is in a couple of days, man, on the 29th. So, you know, gotta get this old gift and ship it off to mom's. So, you know, we can get that taken care of. So, much love to mom's. Happy birthday to you, baby girl. you know, another year stronger. That's what we do.
Question. Does Miami win 4-1, or does Indiana have a chance moving forward?
Well, Indiana going to get another game. You know, David Stern ain't going to let it go. You know, just let it go 4-1. David Stern got his hand in that cup. He'll mix it up. Miami been getting a lot of days off since the playoffs started, so I think this particular series will go 4-2. Miami with the win on that. And, you know, we'll see what San Antonio can do tonight, see if they can close out Memphis. And if they're able to, they'll be able to get them a lot of good rest that's needed for their team. And we'll see what happens.
Man, the streets is talking. We all know David Stern and the mob. We all know that. You know, he could get you whacked if he wanted to. Ask Latrell Sprewell. He'll whack you. You better be careful. So I'm looking at that also maybe 4-2, but it's going to be tough. They might squeeze out another game. I think both series are looking at 5 games at the max, and we'll be ready for June 6th with San Antonio against those Heat. And it could be redemption for LeBron against another nemesis, you know, in his past, with San Antonio sweeping him in the finals when he was with the Cavaliers.
Yeah, that was ugly.
Bro, let me ask you this question. Does San Antonio have a chance against the Heat in the finals?
Is this an odd number year? I believe it's 2013. So, yes, because they always win a championship on an odd number year. So, yes, San Antonio got what it takes to win a championship. They got culture, man. Greg Popovich makes their team so much better, just like Coach Vogel for Indiana makes this team a go-getter team, because he never panics. These are the type of guys who they are leaders of men. You know what I mean? When they talk, people are listening, and the players are listening, because they know that, you know, what he's saying, he's preaching the truth. And it's going to work if you execute it the way that he draws it up. So San Antonio is a team that's been there before. They know what they're doing. So, you know, yeah, San Antonio has a chance. It's 2013, Boo Meeks. You know what it is.
Man, that lucky number 13. And when we say 13, man, in my family, we think of Lil Miles. And I want to give a shout-out to Lil Miles, man. How you doing, Lil Son? You up there in heaven? You know, like I said, he was one of the 9 victims that died in the Cleveland house fire 8 years ago. So, yeah, that 2013 odd number was San Antonio. It might, man, numbers never lie.
Yeah, so we will see.
And remember, Big Brother Delmar, he has a big wager on this, doesn't he?
He really thinks that Miami Heat
is going to lose.
And what a way to win that money if Miami can't perform and step up to the plate. Well, we already got these guys in the finals, like it's all said and done. We got to still wait and see, you know, what's going to happen. But we will see.
Man, well, the way LeBron James played the other night, that just showed the evolution, him maturing, him growing. Didn't use a lot of energy the other night. Wasn't a hard 22. He got on that post, did his thing, and I think, you know what I'm saying, it will be over soon. So I told you, Ro, but remember I told you, San Antonio was going to go up 3-0. I told you. And Timmy just validated why he's first team All-NBA this year. He doesn't look 37 like I keep saying. He looks 27. The big fundamental.
Yeah,
wow.
But I'm happy with Tim, but I'm more disappointed in the Defensive Player of the Year, Marc Gasol. If he was such the Defensive Player of the Year, why can't he stop or control the inside like my boy Roy Hibbert does for Indiana Pacers. I mean, it's a total different. I would have thought that Roy Hibbert was the defensive player of the year the way he's been playing in the playoffs compared to the guy who actually won the award. And it's kind of crazy, man, that Z-Bo or Marc Gasol are stepping up to the plate and let Timmy, just Timmy, make it Timmy look like a, like, man, a superstar again. I mean, come on, man. Yeah, you got to put it on Memphis defense with the Marc Gasol and the Zach Randolphs and then who, Darrell Arthurs and everybody else who played defense on that team. You got to step it up, man. Let Timmy look all pretty and young and score averaging 20 and 10. And come on, man. What's going on?
The streets is talking. Z-Bo, you have been in the league for a long time. You don't got a right-hand hook. They're exposing you. Man. Are we about to go to commercial? When we come back, we're going to take some callers, talk a little baseball. Is Don Mattingly to blame for the Dodgers slump? We're going to holler about that. And this is a shout out to our president. We rolling with you, baby. Memorial Day edition. Let's go. Damn, if my rims ain't true. My money's like green and my shorts like gray. Team white, now I'm with the traffic. Today was a good day, hope I had me a drink. And I don't know what you're fishing for, get your drink white. Me, I see great white, white. Heavy a killer whale. I cannot believe this, who knew it came in bail? Who knew it came with jail? Who knew it came with prison? Just cause you got opinions that make you a politician. Bush robbed all of us. Him a criminal, and then he cheated in Florida. Would that make him a Seminole? I say, and I quote, we need a miracle, and I say a miracle, cause this shit is hysterical. By my nephews and nieces, I will email Jesus, tell him forward to Moses, and see if the IRS is a survivor. Does that make me a convict? Be all you can be, now don't that sound like some dumb shit? When you die of a crude oil that's black as my nigga Boo, it's really a death storm, that's word to my nigga Clue.
In the stable, just two albums in, I'm the gotta put your face on a $5,000 bill.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a little twist of hip hop. Man, as we coming back in, I want to give a shout out, man, to my uncle, man, my best friend, man. He was my backbone, man. My uncle, if y'all know him, down on the block, man. My uncle Buzzy Siegel, man. Shout out to Buzzy C's, man. You know what I mean? And my little cousin, man, who passed suddenly, man. You know what I mean? In September 29th, my cousin, you know what I'm saying, from Los Angeles, California, man, Cameron McFadden, man, my little baby cousin. So, like I said, we just hollering out on some Memorial Day edition, you know. T-Row.
What to do, baby?
Well, we have a couple off-the-field things, you know, a couple little things. Some people say a couple questions we're going to pose to the callers, and we're going to holler about them right quick before we get to them. Two things. Scottie Pippen behind closed doors told Alonzo Mourning that LeBron James would kick Michael Jordan ass. Do you believe that?
We talking about in a fist fight or on the hoop court?
Both!
Alright, we talking about fighting. I think LeBron got that reach that might. It might do Mike. But if we talk about on the basketball court, one-on-one, or even if LeBron was to, you know, go back in Mike's era and Mike was to come to his era, yeah, hell no. Nah. What the hell was Scottie Pippen thinking or drinking on that? He must be letting that Miami fan get in his ears, man, because whatever made that boy say that about LeBron beating Michael Jordan, are you serious? We didn't already have Phil Jackson write a book about this. Now we got Scottie Pippen saying that LeBron would do Mike. I don't believe it. I really don't believe it. He couldn't mess with Mike, the first era Mike, because the first era Mike, when he won the first three rings, he was dogging on everybody. When he left, played baseball, and came back for the second three rings, he was just fading away. He like, it wasn't nothing. And scoring and averaging 35, 40 points a night. So I don't know what Scottie Pippen was drinking. I don't know if he made a phone call to Mike. Is Mike didn't give him them season passes to the Bobcats opening season next year or what? But that boy done lost his damn mind, I can tell you that.
Scottie Pippen. The same guy that Michael Jordan took under his wing as his little brother. And you know how it is when big brothers sometimes scold little brother. You might have a little resentment there. You have a little brother. I wanted to Skeeter Mojica Johnson III. Maybe he felt that at times. But I think Scottie Pippen and Alonzo Mourning might be a little personal on this one. Are they serious? I felt they might have been smoking too many Cuban cigars, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but
I just can't see it. Mike was too good and also too fundamental. He'll have LeBron jumping everywhere. If Paul George can go by you, imagine what Michael Jordan can do. No disrespect, Paul, but you're not Mike.
No, hell no. You definitely ain't Mike.
And I posed the second question to our audience. You know, the streets is talking. You know, we've heard, you know, from a couple people that Michael Vick, at this age right now, says that he can beat any quarterback in the NFL in a 40-yard dash. Is he right?
Who, Michael Vick being right now in a 40-yard dash?
Right now, can he beat any quarterback in the league in a 40-yard dash? Is he right?
Yeah, I give it to him. I mean, you know, I give it to him. RG3 be pretty close, but Michael Vick got that extra gear, kind of like Dion. You know, he can run fast, but then he has another gear where he can run even faster. You know what I mean? And I don't see any other quarterback in the league that can do that. Kaepernick can just run that read options. And he's not a fast guy. You know, he's not no Michael Vick fast. And RG3 is probably the closest guy who could do something with Michael Vick. But then again, you know, RG3 is a world-class sprinter, too, or with them hurdles and things. So, but, yeah, it's not too many quarterbacks who can actually keep up with Michael Vick. Cam Newton is, you know, he's just a freak of nature, you know what I'm saying, but he's not fast. And then if you think of the rest of the quarterbacks in the league, the rest of them are passers. So, or pocket quarterbacks, shall I say. So, I believe it. Yeah, I think he can. And it ain't no new quarterbacks in the league that can beat Michael Vick, right?
Michael Vick. Why would you pose that question? You should be saying, I'm the most accurate quarterback in the league. Let's have a contest on that. Who cares how fast you are as a quarterback? That's really kind of irrelevant to me. Okay, you can run the Wildcat out of that, or you can run the pistol out of that where RG3 is running and you're a dual threat. Okay, but at the end of the day, can you throw a 25-yard beam in between a cover two accurately? You can't. Talk about that. We don't want to worry about who you can outrun as a quarterback in the league. Because right now, Mike, you're in my backyard. And I still don't think you're the fastest quarterback in the league. You done lost the two steps.
Well, who was the fastest?
RG3.
He broke up. He B.O.B. right now.
After RG3, I still don't give him a nod. I'll give it to Colin Kaepernick.
That dude run like a 5-1 in the 40. He ain't fast.
Man, I still don't think Michael Vick, if he was that fast, and he was still that fast, he wouldn't be getting all them concussions. He wouldn't be getting caught.
It's angles, Boo Mix. You're taking angles at my dude. But, I mean, you know, it took a while for the defensive coordinators to pick up on Michael Vick. Yeah, he's not the most accurate quarterback. That wouldn't have been fair for him to say that he's the most accurate quarterback in the league. Come on now. He's borderline Tim Tebow when it comes to passing. You know what I mean? So, it's got to be another question that he could have posed to put himself in a better situation. Like, I'm the best quarterback at the read option. I know you haven't seen it, but when I get an opportunity to show you, you know, something on that line. But, you know, as being the most accurate quarterback in the league, we know that ain't fair for him to put himself in that category. You know what I mean? And, you know, for him to say he's the fastest, that's probably the most comfortable category that we could put him in. You know what I mean? Because passing is iffy. His health is, you know, getting a little bit iffy within the last 2 or 3 years now. So we're going to see. You know what I mean? I like Michael Vick. I still think I think he still has what it takes to perform in the NFL. They got a new coach, new schemes, and, you know, with that comes new plays. And we'll see if he can find that fountain of youth to come back in and do his thing.
I have something else that was in the streets and the people were saying or talking, and Mike Wallace, you know, he left the Pittsburgh Steelers and went down to the Miami Dolphins, and he says that, you know, his new team has a college mentality type of regimen right now. Was that a shot at Pittsburgh Steelers? Do you think he was saying something underlining? You know, what was he saying when he said that, bro? We're going to pose that to the callers, and I'm also posing it to you. Was that a shot, Mike Wallace, to his old team, that his new team, the Miami Dolphins, has a college mentality, more fun locker room.
Man, what I'm going to say about Mike Wallace, see, I can't say what I really want to say about Mike Wallace on the air live. You know what I'm saying? We'll get in trouble for that. But Mike Wallace, you a hoe. I don't want to hear about all that stuff you got to say about what's going on in Miami. Man, you left one of the most traditional teams of all time, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, Pittsburgh running by a different set of rules. They got the youngest coach in the league, and he running it right. A man of color, I might add to that. You know what I'm saying? Mike Tomlin ain't trying to hear that old stuff that you know he's smart, man. He's just fast. Yeah, he can outrun everybody, but you know he ain't taking the pass across the middle. You know what I'm saying? He ain't doing that. He just running long routes. He's a sucker. Mike Wallace, he fit the Pittsburgh Steelers because Big Ben needed that speed on that outside, and they needed somebody to go long. But he wasn't. He ain't that. The dude missed so many games thinking that he's this and all that. Man, the dude is not all that. All right? And then Pittsburgh will not miss that guy. They'll be okay. But you know how it is once you go from one team to another. You want to put yourself out there. You know what I'm saying? But we'll see. You know, Pittsburgh is definitely going to use those words for billboard material. Once they're able to play Miami, if they should play Miami this year, you can definitely believe that Mike Wallace will get it on the chin.
Mike Wallace, you're young. I think that statement should have not been held back. You know, you can't give other teams or people things to say about you, especially when you left. When you're 8-0, 9-0, then if they pose the question, well, how's the locker room? Then you say that. But you haven't played a game yet in a Dolphins uniform. Secondly, are you upset that because some games you drop balls in crucial situations and it was more of a business type atmosphere and they didn't like that? You dropping balls, they're used to winning Super Bowls, not just going to the playoffs. You're in an organization right now that hasn't been in the playoffs in 8-9 years. Of course they're enthusiastic. But when you're used to winning and you want to be great, sometimes it's a regimen. So, callers, those are three questions we have on the marquee. You could comment about that, comment about the playoffs, and let us know your opinion. DJ Steph, who we got our first caller out there? Bro, you got the line?
Yeah, buddy, you know, I believe we're going to go to a first-time caller and shake it in with him and see what's going on. Hey caller, welcome to the Creek of Talking. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's going on,
we got
fam?
Jay Head on the line.
My name is Jay Head, calling from Cleveland, Ohio, first-time caller. Glad to be here.
Jay Head, what's the deal, baby?
What's going on, L Boogie?
Oh, well, I got a story about Jay Head. You know, he helped develop my hoop game. If the world listening, he lived right across the street from me. He was the only guy on the block with a hoop in the backyard. So we used to go back there and play, man, all day, all night. So we appreciate you calling in. How you like the show so far?
So far, I love the show. I like how you guys are talking on the show. And I hope you guys keep it up. Y'all are doing a good job. I'm definitely going to spread the word around here. So hopefully you'll have a fan base here. You already got one in me, so it's all good.
That's what I'm talking about. Appreciate the love on that, J.A. So, J.A., this is your boy T-Row, man, repping down Dallas, Texas, man. So you were the only one that had the hoop court in your backyard, Pimp?
At that time when we were coming up, yes. Before I got to being across the street from L Boogie, I stayed on 90th and Huff. If anybody knew about Huff back in the day, that was a war zone. But I was the first one over there, period, to have a movable hoop in the yard. My father built that with cement and rollers and everything. So if he had to put a patent on it, I'd be somewhere in Florida somewhere right about now. Neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there. I was the first one. And Mr. Meeks came over to the house, and, you know, he was like, can I use your hoop? And we've been cool ever since then. So I took him under my wings. I just taught him the fundamentals. I'm not saying I'm the basketball guy or anything, but I just taught him fundamentals. He took it from grade school to high school, high school to college. He came back home his first year in college. I thought I still had it in me. I had to retire after my fifth game trying to beat him. I couldn't do anything, so that was it. That was it. The sensei is gone. Now I told him to go ahead on and just capture the world, so I'm proud of him. I'm very proud of him.
That's what's up. That's a great story right there, Jay. Hey, appreciate that one, man. Yeah, man, you did a great job teaching that guy the fundamentals. When I first met L Boogie, man, you know, it was down here at Grand Canyon University out here in Phoenix, Arizona. Guy came down on a recruit visit, and, you know, you really can't tell by looking at him that he got that type of game in him, right? And then
there
he got on the court and was like, man, who is this kid? He squinting. Like, are you blind or you really got to squint to look at the rim? He's like, man, I'm blind. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, damn, you look good then. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that's what's up. So, Jay, the question of the night, sir, is what do you think about Mike Wallace's comments about, you know, the college atmosphere in Miami compared to where he just left in Pittsburgh? What do you think about Mike Wallace and what do you think about that?
Well, if you understand Mike Wallace, he's basically all speed, no hands as of right now. He's about 60% pure wide receiver, so 40% is more so track. That's why Pittsburgh got him in there, to stretch the field. He did what he was supposed to do. Now, with the words that came out of his mouth, you will understand that from the time he got to Miami, he's not going anywhere. If Miami is so-called the college team that he's on now, you know they're not going anywhere. It's a difference between college team and professional team. Pittsburgh is nothing but professionalism,
absolutely,
all business. He's about to understand, now he's about to get his learning curve in a higher gear. Give Mike Wallace a couple years, he will understand what he's missed. If you're a pure football player, those words that came out of his mouth, he is going to regret. That's all I got to say about Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace, we'll see what's going on.
Yeah, I believe in that also. What I also take from Mike Wallace is that Miami has been hot lately, you know, with the NCAA tournament and then the way the Florida States and the University of Miami's have been playing lately. And, yeah,
mm-hmm,
it will feel like a college atmosphere because you're surrounded by nothing but a whole bunch of
there
college.
There you go. My point exactly. My point
things
exactly.
That are happening,
yes,
in college right now. So, yeah, I feel you on that. And Mike Wallace is so young, man. And like I said earlier, Boo Mix, he just run long routes. He don't run across the middle of nothing. He just goes long and hopes that he has a quarterback who can throw it that far.
That's his job. His job is to stretch the field. He's not going to do none of the other stuff that the pure wide receivers do, the Steve Smiths and all of them. He's not going across the middle. If he's going to go across the middle, it's going to be a deep pattern. He's not going to do no 8 to 10 across the middle type stuff because he's not ready for that yet. His hands are still developing. Jerry Rice, prime example. Jerry Rice and Mike Wallace. Jerry Rice come out college saying that he's going to be the greatest. After a couple years, he shut his mouth because he knew he had a lot of work to do. 10-15 years later, what happened? He's the greatest now. You have to take pride in your craft. If you're a running back, you take pride in being a running back. If you're a receiver, you got to take pride. A lot of guys don't know what pride is nowadays. All they think about is the money. It's all about money or the prestige of them being drafted into the NFL or whatnot. It's hard work. People don't understand that until later on down the line. Prime example, Mike Vick. When Mike Vick came into the league, he was pure Jets, none but running this, running that, running. He had the best quarterback coaches at the time. He didn't listen to him. Him himself said he didn't listen to him until after he got out of jail. Now he's playing catch-up. Now starting to bite him in the ass because he was working on his ability, not his gifts. That's where we are with Mike Vick now.
Speaking of Michael Vick, he quoted and said that there's no quarterback in the league that could beat him in a 40-yard dash. Is he right?
He's right, but the winner of the 40-yard dashes, they're not going to get no extra money. Can he outthrow your better quarterbacks? Old boy from New England, Brady, Eli Manning, Peyton Manning. The list goes on and on and on. You can outrun anybody. How many concussions have he had compared to all of the elite quarterbacks?
My point exactly.
There you go.
Which way should I go? Which way? We might mess around. Michael Vick might take the shotgun and run to the other end zone. His man has been so concussed.
He does not know how to throw. I mean, he has a good arm. Don't get it twisted. He has an excellent arm when he can get the ball to the people. Now he has to worry about the offensive line blocking for him to utilize his running, but he can't run because they all on him now because the defensive line people are getting faster and stronger now. Now they're starting to whoop his behind. I'm going to be nice on the radio. But that's where his problem is. Now he's learning the game all over again from a different angle instead of coming into the league learning what he was supposed to do. That's where we're at with Mike Vick. Mike Vick can outrun anybody. I ain't got no problem with that. Can you outthrow everybody? That's the difference. Outrunning, outthrowing. There we go. That's the dilemma we're in with him.
Yeah, Michael Vick don't have that much time in his career to learn how to be as accurate as those elite quarterbacks that you mentioned earlier. So, yeah, his time is running out. He only got about another 2 years left, man, and I think that's going to do it. His career path is almost looking like Donovan McNabb's at the end, where you kind of knew that, you know, if you don't do good this year, this might be your last.
Mm-hmm. Perfect example. There you go. I give you that. And the other question you guys posed about LeBron James and Michael Jordan, one-on-one. Oh, I couldn't do nothing but shake my head when I heard that.
Blame it on Scotty.
You guys pretty much know basketball. You guys pretty much know basketball is a team sport, not an individual sport. Some guys, very few guys, can get away individually. But later on down the line, they will learn that they will have to turn off that individual idea and go team, a la Michael Jordan. That's when he started winning all his championships because he incorporated the team process. Now, if you're just on the court one-on-one between Michael Jordan and LeBron James, LeBron James would probably win maybe, like they said on TV, maybe 3 out of 10 times, maybe. And I'm giving them that. Maybe 3. There's a difference between the way Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant play the game instead of LeBron James. Again, LeBron James is a team player. That's why I don't care what none of y'all say, that's why I love Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson will always be my number one guy. He's a team player. That's how I was brought up playing. Team ball. Now, when you get into the individual thing, that's the separation from Michael, Kobe, to LeBron James. And I'm not taking nothing away from LeBron, because right now, LeBron is the king of the throne in the NBA right now. But individual, Michael Jordan will eat him alive. I know he's 6'8", and I know he's this, and I know he's that. But right now in LeBron's prime, and back in the day with Mike in his prime, there's no issue if it's a one-on-one thing. Michael Jordan played one-on-one ball every day most of his career.
Exactly.
There you have it.
And 3 games, I get at the Kobe. LeBron got a shot at maybe one. That's probably the 10th game out of the 10 games.
I give you that.
He ain't gonna, Yeah, Kobe is definitely more of an individual scorer. But you know what, Mr. J, man, we appreciate you calling in, man. We appreciate the love, man. L Boogie, hit him with the slogan, baby.
Man, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Hey, I'm see now you putting the women into it. See, that's where our downfall is. But you know, I got you. I got you back. I got you on this.
No doubt.
I'm spreading the word over here in Cleveland. So you guys are the truth. I love y'all, and I wish y'all much success. I really do. And whenever y'all in town, let me know ahead of time. I get the barbecue grill ready. You know, I'm ready to throw down.
Oh, man, we're going to be there in the streets, baby, as usual. Cross the road. The streets is talking, man.
That's what's up.
Whoa, Memorial Day edition. We keep it going, even on the holiday. We always in the streets. 366, 25 hours a day. And if you don't know the math, that means it don't stop. When we come back, more callers. Then we're going to holler about a little baseball. Let's go.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No second, 87, 88, you kneel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mom and blow. That's where it's born. Back the second time, put on a different assignment to do a sucker new jack. Who needs to rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double, K microphone record. Turn on my chorus, say a mic checker to the ladies. And all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of spear. So what you saying? Understand what I'm saying, catch a sucker in my way, and I'm swaying. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mine to 99, because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine. Take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl, because I choose to refuse this black. When I'm back, I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack, patty-whack, so I won't lack. All my style is left, and then deadly as crack. While I'm playing music, playing, the sucker is lame. I can't bloody latest, but you can call cousins. As we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our job while we kickin' ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got the chill and more. The proof is in the pudding, so check the billboards. People around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R, and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we would fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold, so what you saying?
You know, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Give a little recap of the show before we go to our next couple callers. before we get at him on the playground out here in the asylum on the ground. Three questions I imposed. Scottie Pippen said that LeBron James will whoop Michael Jordan's ass in the game of 1-on-1. Michael Vick, he imposed that he would beat any quarterback in the league right now in the 40-yard dash. Last but not least, was there a shot at the Pittsburgh Steelers from Mike Wallace, who now plays with the Miami Dolphins, saying that his team has a college mentality attitude going into the season? And also, the Spurs, will they sweep Memphis? They're up 3-0. LeBron James the other night, Miami has the home court advantage back, up 2-1.
Why, Scottie Pippen, why?
Man, you know Scottie. Beam me up, Scottie. I think you might have been smoking something, bro.
I don't know what he was thinking when he expressed himself like that about Mike, man. I know LeBron is good, but man, he ain't the GOAT, greatest of all time.
Man,
doesn't that stand for something nowadays, El Boogie, or just we taking it for granted?
I think we're kind of like taking it for granted because he made it look so great and so easy. You know, I don't know. I don't know why he would say that. Whoop his ass, though? Ooh, Scotty, the streets is talking. And before we go to our next call, I just want to give a couple more shout-outs. If you don't know, down on my block where my man, you know, Julius, you know, Poindexter, you know what I mean? He was kind of like a mentor to us. You know, my man Johnny Roscoe, you know, he used to, you know, he taught us how to play baseball and taught us the 3 R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. So I just want to give a big up to them guys. You know what I mean? So, DJ Steph.
Yo.
Who we got next in the asylum? Who's in the asylum?
Yo, we got Sonny Red in the asylum. Say hello, world.
Yo, what's up, y'all, man? Happy holidays to y'all, man.
Happy holidays.
What's good with you, Sonny Red? Anything good, man? How y'all doing out there?
Oh, man, we blessed. We blessed on this Memorial Day. And if callers the world, if you're listening, when I gave the shout-out to Little Miles earlier and the eight other victims in the tragic house fire back in Cleveland, Ohio, this is Little Miles' father, Sonny Red. So, Sonny Red, how you doing
good
back there in the studio? Oh, man. Good to have you this evening.
Yeah, and it's good to hear from Jay Head today. If you still listen, Jay Head, big ups to you, man. Now, here we go. First thing, we're going to go with the Michael Vick. Can he outrun every other quarterback in the NFL? I mean, I'm going to say yeah. And, I mean, if he couldn't, he'd be in second place to the one boy up out of Washington, D.C., I don't like to say his name because that's my rival. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, man. So I think that Michael Vick, if he don't come in first, he'll come in second. So, I mean, he won in the NFL. He's one of the fans in the NFL. We'll just take it with it. Leave it at that. He's one of the fans. And if he do lose to the dude, it won't be by nothing too big. He's a fans guy. We know that. And like the call alluded to earlier, get your ball together, man. We know you can run. Get your ball together. Now, there's another topic about the Wallace kid. Changed scenery, and he said that he felt like Miami was like a college atmosphere. And, I mean, I don't see what's wrong with that, man. I don't think it was a shot. You got to realize the Pittsburgh Steelers is like a machine, man. So I'm pretty sure they locker room. I'm pretty sure they training camp. I'm pretty sure that the whole setup over there is formalities. It's ran almost like a military camp over there. I mean, you're setting your ways over there. You got a lot of veterans over there. Now, when you go, and you're in Pittsburgh. Now you go down to Miami, where it's 85 and sunny, and you got a younger group of guys down there, and it's a change of scenery. So you're going from Pittsburgh Steelers locker room to Miami Dolphins locker room, so I'm pretty sure it's like a college atmosphere. They got a new coaching staff. They got a lot of new players down there, so it's a little different. Pittsburgh got the same coach that they didn't have for the last umpteen years, so it's basically already a fine-tuned machine down there. So I don't think it was no shot at them. I think that's just how the dude was feeling, man, on that. Now, here is the real topic of the night. And, T-Row, I usually agree with you most times, but tonight I got to disagree with you, man. LeBron James, one-on-one with Michael Jordan, I don't think Michael Jordan got a shot. How can Michael Jordan, 185 pounds, how can he defend LeBron James? And L Boogie, I got to ask you this question. You said, how can LeBron James check Michael Jordan when the George kid is getting banged? That was one play. This is the NBA. You was a hell of a ball player, L Meek. Now, you mean to tell me nobody got value? In this league, I mean, you got to look at the quarterbacks in the league. And somebody going to get scored on. You're not going to intercept. Deion Sanders didn't intercept every ball. Sometimes somebody might get a catch on you. Sometimes somebody might score a touchdown on you. Sometimes somebody might get a dunk on you. But by being LeBron James, it's magnified. Oh, man, you see what he did to LeBron James? But look how many times Alonzo Mourning has been dunked on. Because he's a shot blocker. He tries to block shots. But I can't say that he's soft or he got dunked on. I got to say he's a warrior man down there battling like that. And it just so happens with these athletes nowadays, they springing and they bouncing and they getting off the floor. I don't see that as being an everyday occurrence. LeBron James was arguably the defensive player of the year. He finished first team on defense. So don't get it twisted like guys are just running by LeBron, dunking on him, and guys are shooting and scoring 25, 30 points on LeBron James. That's not the case. He can guard anybody from the one to the five.
What? You stop that right now, Sonny. You stop that right now. I don't know what you've been drinking it with. What? That, Sonny? Sonny, come on, man. LeBron is on the all-time flop team. And you mean to tell me because Mike was 185 pounds that he wasn't going to do LeBron? Man,
no,
please.
No.
What I'm saying is,
he wasn't 185. He weighed about 220, Sonny. You know that.
Okay, I would just jigging with you with the 185, but that's what it's going to look like he weighed when he up there was against LeBron James. That's what it's going to look like he weighed when he's going up against LeBron James, 185. Man, listen, no one can look at LeBron James in a one-on-one atmosphere. You can't stop him five-on-five. How the hell are you going to stop him one-on-one? I'm not saying LeBron is better than Michael Jordan. I'm not saying none of that. I love Michael Jordan's body of work. But you got to look at LeBron's body of work, and we still not finished. Now, for Scottie Pippen to make a comment like that, that was his road dog on the basketball court. So Scottie has to know something. Scottie know Mike, and Scottie been watching LeBron play, man. He just ain't come out of pool with that comment, man. I don't see how, I mean, Jordan will get his rocks off in the game. Don't get me wrong. But I can't see how you guys saying one game, three games. How would he stop him?
He is a team player. He ain't no scorer. Kobe got more scoring skills than that, boy. He ain't gonna score like that, man. I would let LeBron shoot more jumpers, all them threes. He wants to shoot all that. You ain't going to make all of them. If Mike was to shoot all that shit, it's going in.
He don't have to shoot threes. Kobe Bryant is the one that has to shoot the threes. Kobe Bryant and Carmelo Anthony is the same person. Y'all want to call him a volume shooter? Those guys are gunners. And if LeBron James shot the ball as many times as Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan, if LeBron James shot the ball as many times as Michael Jordan did tonight, he averaged 40 points. Did you see his field goal percentage? Kobe Bryant has never shot a field goal percentage like this. He is a gutter. So if I'm going to shoot the ball 25 times, I damn sure better have 25 points. LeBron James can shoot the ball 11 times and have 30 points, John.
Are you dead now?
40 shots a game.
That's what y'all getting. Y'all looking at the. Y'all not looking at the big picture. You're looking at the oohs and the ahs, man. You're not looking at the body of work. The NBA have never seen an athlete. Get ready for this. The NBA has never seen an athlete like LeBron James. Them guys can't do LeBron. Michael Jordan can score, but Michael Jordan couldn't rebound like LeBron. Michael Jordan couldn't pass like LeBron. Yeah, he can dunk the basketball, but what else? And you know what else Michael Jordan couldn't do? That the one thing that LeBron can do that Jordan couldn't do, he don't get his players involved. He don't make the players around him better. I mean, everybody, from Daddy to goddamn Birdman, he makes everybody better. He didn't broke
but
his
listen to me, Sonny.
Dwayne Wade and making him look like something.
Listen to me, Sonny. You hit it right on the head. A better pass, a better rebounder. You're right. He can't pass it to himself in the one-on-one game. We say in a one-on-one game.
Man, it's going to be like LeBron James will be like Shaquille O'Neal out there playing again. How can you defend him? I want y'all to just mentally close your eyes and picture Michael James to defend LeBron James in a half-court offense. In a game with
43. Okay. Are you kidding me? As we ponder on that, can I hit you with one more last question? Are you impressed by the San Antonio Spurs against the Memphis Grizzlies?
I'm very impressed. I didn't know what Spurs team was going to show up in these finals, in the Western Conference Finals. These guys look good. They look like a basketball team. They look like the 89 Portland Trailblazers. These people, are they executing, and they play defense, and they play offense, and you can see it start from up top, the coaching staff, everything. I'm liking it. I'm liking what I'm seeing with the Spurs. But you know what? The Spurs can very well get swept in the finals by LeBron James and the Miami Heat.
I don't think Popovich will win one game. Coach, you remember, sometimes it comes down to coaching, and I think Pop might have one game in him.
And look, hey, everybody got their panties in a bunch when Indiana came out on top in the one game at Miami. Everybody got their panties in a bunch. And you see what happened? LeBron James is a simple basketball player. And when things get complicated, he make them back simple again. Listen to this. A triple-double, no player in NBA history has ever had a triple-double and the game-winning shot in the same game. Come on, man.
Well, that's understandable.
A triple-double, and it was quiet. A lot of people don't know that it was triple-double until they cut sports in a row, man. What's been the contents of the game? Michael Jordan wasn't doing that. Michael Jordan wasn't doing that.
Michael Jordan was not built to do that. He wasn't a magic. I keep telling people, stop comparing Michael Jordan to LeBron James to Michael Jordan. I would rather people to compare LeBron James to a Magic Johnson. That's who I would see him more as. He gets triple doubles. That's what.
You guys comparing them. I'm just commenting. And let me tell you this, man. LeBron James is a Dr. J with a little bit of Magic Johnson with a little bit of Michael Jordan sprinkled into him. The NBA has never seen an athlete like that. He's Dr. J, Magic Johnson with a little Mike in him. That's the player you guys are seeing. That's the athlete you guys are seeing. And y'all better be glad you're witnessing it. Because it's beautiful basketball. Like Stink said earlier, it's beautiful basketball. So you can even
Hey,
you can either hate it or like it, but you best to learn and love it, man, because that's what's happening.
You're right, man. And I'm not taking anything away from LeBron. I like LeBron. You know what I'm saying? LeBron is a different type of player. You know, with all these qualities, but when you compare him to the three names that you just compared him to, Magic, Doc, and Mike, he doesn't have the mental of either one of those guys. You know what I'm saying? When it's time to do or die, you know, LeBron should already have about three or four rings. You know what I'm saying? But because of his mental, he wasn't able to do the things that those previous three guys were able to do when the light shined the brightest. You know what I'm saying? He's getting there, but still, I don't think he could beat Mike one-on-one for the life of me, man. Mike just, in the first three rings in that era, he would have, man, it ain't no way he would have, man, he'd have smashed LeBron. The second three rings was just all purely fadeaway jumpers. There wasn't nobody who could stop him. They put everybody on this guy. It was nobody who could stop him. LeBron, you can push him down. You can mess with him mentally. You know, he has to, you know, he needs support. Only
Tiro.
Besides that defense game where he scored 25, yeah.
T-Row, you mean to tell me, I'm going to ask you a question. You mean to tell me you can push LeBron James down and he get out of the game?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell you can push LeBron James down and he's out of his game? That's what you just told me?
Chicago did it. 27-game win streak and the first game won at home in the playoffs.
You're talking about one game. They lost one game, but LeBron had 30 in that game, remember? LeBron had 30-plus in that game. They only won one game. Listen to this. LeBron won one game in the playoffs. Y'all act like that game won 6 series. Y'all act like that game won 6 games. That series won 6 games. They won.
I'm not saying that. We talking about one-on-one between him and Mike. If Mike had to punk LeBron, Mike would do whatever it takes to punk that dude on the court. We all know it. LeBron mental ain't that strong, Sonny. That's all I'm saying. Mike would have found a way to get up under that guy's skin and do it. Man, 9 out of 10 times, Mike would have won.
And on that note, Sonny Red, at the end of the game, Michael Jordan probably wouldn't have shook LeBron James' hand, man. You heard it here first. The streets is talking, man. We love you, man. I love you, Sonny Red. I'll be home soon.
Yeah, but you know that it's gonna be a tough one. I'm not even about what Scotty just stirred up, man. I love LeBron. LeBron got game. You know what I'm saying? The dude is he's different. You know, I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. Got that 2 chains on him, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. That one-on-one, it's just, I got Mike.
Man, it got heated in the asylum. We was on the yard. They had to call the alarm, man. We had to run back to the cell. It got so heated out there on the yard with Sonny Red. You already know, man. But to all the people that's listening, you know, out in Boston, out in Oklahoma City, out in Missouri, special shout-out, Memorial Day, to all our armed forces who protects us, you know what I mean? Shout-out to those who are, you know, protecting us and those who are falling, you know what I mean? We just want to give a blessed love to them, big up, you know what I mean? So, as usual, you know, we want to keep it gangster in the inside of the streets. Just talking Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Bro.
Already. What's up?
Baseball.
Yeah.
Let's stay out here on this West Coast. You know, it's kind of hot in L.A. You know, I talked to Joel, the G, and he says Don Mattingly. You know, his seat is kind of hot right now, like DMX said, kind of hot right now, but not in a good way. Is he to blame for their losing? Should he be, you know, fired? Should he be let go? We need to call Magic.
Man, you know what? It's kind of hard to talk about baseball managers' jobs because it almost seems like their job is something that you can't really put a finger on. If you don't really know about baseball and how managers go about controlling the team, it's very different than football and basketball and hockey and things like that. You know, baseball is a different type of game. And so is it Don Mattingly's fault that the Dodgers are in the position that they're in now? I'm going to say no, because it's one thing that the manager does have in common with the rest of the sporting world as far as the coaches are concerned, and that's that he lays it out, the team has to play it out. You know what I mean? It's not his fault that his team is batting, you know, a subpar batting average like the Dodgers have been doing so far. It's not his fault that the pitching hasn't been, you know, holding their side of what they're supposed to be doing. You know, so I can't put it all on Don Mattingly. Yes, the manager gets all the heat when you're not doing as good as you're supposed to be doing. But the Dodgers have a lot of talent on that team. And I can't just put it all on Don Mattingly, man. I have to put it on some of those players who are out there who need to probably step it up a little bit. Because sometimes it turns into a locker room thing. You know, sometimes everybody has to look in the mirror and say to themselves, you know, I have to do this and I need to do that. Because in spring training, the Dodgers were looking pretty good. They started the first month or two kind of hot, and then all of a sudden, you know, everything started to dwindle down. And so I can't blame it all on Don Mattingly. I'm going to say that the pitching hasn't been great. They lost the pitcher due to the fight when the guy rushed the mound. And so, you know, we haven't even got to the All-Star break yet. We're about a month and a half, 2 months away from the All-Star break. And so we'll see, because we know in baseball teams have that type of thing to where they get hot, and they just, something happens to where they play so many games during the month that anything can happen, and you can build momentum in baseball, you know, much more quicker than you can do it in any other sport. So, you know, L.A. gonna get it together. Don't call Magic just yet. Let's give them to the All-Star break and see what's up. And if Don Mattingly hasn't did enough to make the team turn around by then, you know, we can talk about that then. But I'm going to give him a break on this one.
I won winners. Remember Mike Secretary said that in his famous words? But we look at the Cleveland Indians, and they're winning the division right now, and we give all, you know, praise to Terry Francona, and we say, man, it's the manager. You know, they have a couple sprinkled new players in, but we give him all the credit. Just like you said, we give them all the blame. There's 25 guys actively on the roster as the season is, you know, going on. He won 82 games his first year, 86 his second, his third year, probably 7-8 games under 500, 7 games behind in the division. Should they pull the plug early and see if they can catch fire in the bottle? Or should they, you know what I mean, cut him now? It's a very tricky situation. You know, they don't want to wait. They got a high payroll where they paid a lot of guys. It's like my Yankees is just on the West Coast. They, you know, Magic was, hey, we're going to get the best players. I got Carl Crawford. I got Matt Kemp out in the center. I got Gonzalez at first. You know what I mean? So I got Gonzalez at short. They have guys. It's just the pitching. Your boy Josh Beckett, MBG, nothing but garbage. He's nothing but garbage.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I want to blame it on him, but at the same time, you know, the messenger has to deliver the message. You know, just the other day he ripped his team. Did they respond? No, they lost. So, you know, players at times, sometimes they get tired of that voice. Just like when Francona, you know, he ran, you know, his voice, he ran out of time in Boston. They didn't respond to some of his antics that he tried to, you know, do at the end. He won 2 rings with him. The writing was on the wall. It was just time to go. So,
yeah,
you know,
but that was after the game. That was basically after the teams had made up their mind that they weren't going to go in his direction anymore. What the Cleveland Indians are doing is pretty exciting. I'll give it to you on that. But, you know, like you normally say, El Boogie, I've seen this rodeo before. You know, this ain't my first rodeo. I didn't seen this happen before with the Cleveland Indians. And just as early as last year, I believe they started off very hot, was up at the top of the rankings as far as winning versus losses. And then all of a sudden, don't know what happened, but it all fell apart after the All-Star break and they fell out of contention. But then again, I believe that, you know, this is where Terry Francona fits in. When the road gets tough, this is the guy that's going to be able to help the Cleveland Indians maintain that level of playing good, you know, to where they just don't fall off the side of the mountain. I think he'll be able to help that team stay above water, stay afloat in order to make that push for the playoffs when baseball season does get to that time. Because Cleveland, they don't have a lot. I'm going to say this. They have a lot of no-names, but they have a lot of talent that you never heard of unless you are an actual Cleveland Indians follower. And so, you know, for that type of makeup of a team and have the pitching that they're having this year is incredible. Good luck to the Cleveland Indians. Hope they do well and are able to keep it up. But, you know, as far as Don Mattingly, if you're looking to get a change, you can do that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. L.A. is trying to win and win now. They put a lot of money into the team, so you can go both ways. But I would say, in my opinion, to keep Don Mattingly until at least the All-Star break just to try to keep things going. Managers, coaches always say things to try to fire up their team, especially with the media once or twice, just to see how the team is going to respond. And like I mentioned earlier, those players have to look themselves in the mirror and say, you know, hey, let me try to do my part and do what I can to step it up. Because the last thing Don Mattingly needs is to have those players, you know, think that he's not a leader of men. And we all know that he played on a lot of good teams and you know, his path to coaching is pretty stealth. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Magic is, it's all in Magic's hands.
Donnie Baseball, when we come back, we're going to highlight some more callers. You know, one of our infamous callers, man. We're going to find him on the yard, see if Al is in the asylum. We're going to get him on the air. You know, shout out to Big Brother Delmar, man. Pops, what's up, Pops? I feel you. I know you out there. To my fam out there, listen, they barbecuing. Man, I'm there in spirit. So after we come back from commercial, we're going to go in, you know what I mean, a couple callers, bro. You with me?
Hey, you know how we do it in the asylum. You know how we do it in the asylum, baby.
No question. Let's do it. DJ Steph. Oh, man, I'm liking that Biggie. Shout out to Biggie and Pac, man. MC Breeze. You know, Big Pun, Big L. Easy E, I can go on.
By the pool, considered a fool, cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood, and it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got to ride the limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps the act with meats on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive, and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label.
Your boy L Boogie, the streets is talking, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Get at me, at L Boogie 15.
You can always go back to the archives and check us out, www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalkingwithazero, and that's not a typo. Ro, you want to get some more shout-outs before we continue?
Yeah, man, on this Memorial Day special edition, man, you know what I mean? Man, to the fallen ones, man, got to give a big shout-out to my Uncle Joe, man. You talking about the number one Dallas Cowboy fan. You lucky he not allowed to be on the show. He will give you the business, you hear me? You could say, I mean, man, the dude knew everything about the Cowboys in and out. Big Maverick, he was just a big Dallas fan. That's where I get it from, you know what I mean? Then I want to give a big shout-out, man, to my dude, Jesse Bell, passed away. Life was taken a couple months back, or just last month, actually. You know what I mean? That was a big shocker to me being out here. And then my dude, my kid folks, Slick Rick, man, burnt up in a car, you know, had an accident off the freeway, man. It was a sad situation. But, you know, yeah, man, then my memorial shout-outs to everybody in the hood who we lost. And my dude, Big Will. I heard about Big Will passing away also. So, you know, much love to the family members that are still alive and carrying their name on, you know what I mean? And just shout-out to the hood, man.
No question. Man. Let's get to the next caller, man. Big Brother Al, you in the asylum, baby?
Ain't no doubt. What's going on, LB?
I know you've been waiting patiently, man, so we had to get you in. How you doing on this holiday evening, man? Special edition.
Man, I appreciate y'all getting me in. But let me say one thing. Big shout-out to Lil Miles. Always a guy. Big shout out to Haas. You know, it's more of a picnic went down today. You know what I mean? Big shout out to her
all the way through.
You know what I mean? But let me get to something right quick, man. Y'all boys hollering, Michael. Y'all hollering LeBron versus Michael Jordan. Never holler that, man. You hear me?
I feel you. It wasn't me, Big Al, Big Brother Almighty. That's what Scottie Pippen was on. The Cuban cigars and drinking that lean. I didn't know they had lean down there.
Man,
it's
that broad that Scotty got, man. It's got to be that broad that Scotty got that don't like Mike. Because Scotty on some garbage, man. You know what I mean? Scotty
right.
On some garbage. You know what I mean? Let me tell you something. I'm going to go with, listen to this. And I want y'all to listen very carefully. It's only four people ever changed a game of basketball. Listen to it. Let's go. Kareem, he stopped dunking in college. He stopped the game of dunking in college. Did you hear me? Is y'all listening?
We're listening. Continue.
Okay, we got Shaquille O'Neal. He brought in a zone. NBA would never. Why are you bringing a zone? You couldn't stop him, right?
Hello? Right. I'm listening.
Michael Jordan, hello?
Hand
now
checking.
We can't put our hands on people, right?
Right.
Hello? I'm going to leave it at that. I don't even bring the fourth up. I'm going to leave it at three. Now, let me see where LeBron will fit in at. What rule will we make up for him? Hello? Anybody listening?
I'm listening.
I'm listening, brother.
You got the platform.
I did. That's my point. Ain't no point ever need to be made about who could be this and who could be that when you change the
so
game.
So that's what you're throwing out there. That's the concept you're throwing to Sonny Red, because Sonny Red is stating that LeBron James would dominate Michael Jordan in the one-on-one game.
I don't even play Sonny Red. Sonny Red has been in the asylum how long? He been in the hole for about 6 months, 7 months. Tell him I said it. I'm not shy. My address is 7012 Addison Road. Tell him to come holler at me. But anyway, back to what we talking about. I've always been a gangster. But back to what I'm talking about. I love LV, my nigga. T-O, you came in. Cowboy nigga, I love a cowboy nigga now. Yeah, man, I'm feeling good.
That's
my dude.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Am. You remember Waylon Booth?
Yes.
Do you remember Waylon Booth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Sonny Red gets the Burnt Biscuit Award. You hear me? You remember when we have, that's when we have cable. We just had, we had to watch the highlights off of the little shows. Remember, Al? Remember?
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I'm keeping it real, man. Yeah, I mean, real talk, man.
And listen to this. Big Brother Mario is talking about we're in the clouds. I'm going to say this. Big Brother, what?
Hello? Nah, I had to get on T-Row level. I'm on moon,
right? You know?
I had to get on, the Mexicans didn't bring it in, the Alabamas brought it in.
So, let me ask you this question. Impressed by San Antonio's dominance of the Memphis Grizzlies?
No, I'm not impressed. What I'm disappointed in is, Lionel Hollins, you're at home, your kids are not pumped up. You're not playing your game. Push the ball, make your big man run the floor, and kick it down low. You ain't frustrated this guy yet. Old boy panic. That San Antonio dude panic. He don't have no answer for it. Because his game plan is his game plan. He don't have no changes in his game plan. When he come out, that's his game plan. So if you do something different and make him panic, he don't have no answer for it. Think about it. He does not have no answer for it. His game plan is his game plan. His staff is stuck. If you beat him, with Joe playing, he has nothing to answer for. He's just going to play it out. You understand that?
I'm listening. I disagree. I think he's a great adjustment coach on the fly. I think he does adjust his great plan.
L, he comes in, say, okay, let me see what these guys going to do with this. They ain't seen this. Let me do this. Let me do that. L, you was a coach. You had your plan. I'm going to bully him. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. This guy ain't bullied these guys. You got a guy like Spiner, or whatever the fuck. Excuse my mind. Whatever his name is. He should be fouled out. Zach, come on, man. You looking for a call. Play basketball. You're a perfect dude. What was Sahara used to tell you?
Man, you better not cry. Play ball.
What did he say? What did he tell you? Don't look at the ref.
Man.
Don't look at nobody.
Don't look at
basketball. They looking for calls, bro. Zach, you left at it. They know you don't go left. Everybody know they already got your scout report. Go hard with the left. Quit looking for a call. Keep playing. If you keep playing, you might win. The ref might, okay, these guys they ain't punking out. They ain't crying out. A ref always look at a crybaby like, man, quit crying, man. I ain't even looking at you now. When you touch the ball, I'm not looking at you no more. T-Roll, you might know it. You down. You from out of Texas. You ain't from Cleveland. But, you know, we go hard in Cleveland, man. I swear to God. We go hard on that guy. Hey, niggas like, people like, little people like, come get the L like, eat, like air under him, give him a bucket. He got to come back. And just what I just said. Come on, George. If LeBron takes you in the post, you take him from out top. You got to give him the same thing to give you. You got to make him work. I don't want to hear that. He banged you tired. Oh, he hit me. He hit me with one. Let me hit him with one. Let me hit him with one. Coach, give me the ball. You got to ask for that ball. Hey, L.
Yes, sir.
If Kurt hit me with one, I'm going to tell you to give me the ball, right?
No question.
If Kurt hit me with one, I got to get him back. If I don't do nothing but put the bow in his mouth, I got to get him one. I'll come to play, man. You got to let
me
know.
I just want to let you know I'm here.
I tell you what, if the world don't know, if the world don't know, Big Brother Almighty, his game is similar and mirrors Zach Randolph. He has a right, he has a left hook that's real tough, though. They don't know.
Hey, T-Row.
Talk to me.
Tell, ask L about up at Fairfax, we almost started a riot. L pop his jersey at the one dude, now slap me, Chester Mason. I put it out there. Sonny and all the boys run out the stairs. Ain't nothing going on. It's good right here. Here we going down. Right along, L.
What's the use if you haven't sold it if you ain't going to use them?
Yeah, what we going to do? Back up.
Oh,
they
man,
back
we
up.
The streets is talking as usual. Man, we appreciate you calling in, Big Brother, man. And make sure you call in Friday, and we're going to give a synopsis of who you think going to win the finals.
Hey, T-Row.
Yo.
Get down to Cleveland so we can box you. We get you in this box.
Hey, I'm on my way. I'll be there with the
sunshine.
I ain't coming this cold.
Bring your mouthpiece. Bring your mouthpiece.
Well,
I love y'all, man. Hey, big shout-outs, man.
No doubt, we love you too, man. And like you said, big shout out to Haas. Big shout out to, you know, Goo, Jesse Lewis. You know what I mean? Big shout out
ain't
to
no
Mr. Doubt. Herb, man. The king of Huff, man. Mr. Herb, we love you, man. You know? And he always used to tell us, you know, don't be no punk. So, Mr. Herb, man, your punk mother, watch your mouth. So, man, big shout out to Mr. Herb. T-Row, DJ Steph, who we got next coming to the asylum?
I think we're going to go to the original sportscaster, you know what I mean? The OG sportscaster. Big Brother Gomez, you on the line, baby?
I don't know what's really happening.
Man, you done heard the show. I appreciate you big time again, man. And, you know, but we got people upset this evening. Yeah, I thought Friday was that.
Hey, y'all turning it up, period, man. And Big Brother Al turning it up, too, man. I see it's turned up around this camp.
Oh, baby,
hey, that's
talking, man. Everybody in the yard, man. They hollering. They throwing kites and everything.
Hey, it's Memorial Day. Everybody turned up, man. Shouts out to,
man.
You know what I'm saying, Irene Givens, Cora Mitchell, you know what I'm saying, love y'all, you know what I'm saying, Kev Griffin, the Wizard, I love you, man, Dean, Haas, you know what I'm saying, everybody, man, shout out to everybody, man, everybody,
no
you
question,
know what I'm saying,
man.
So right
now, hold
on,
Go. I want to also give a shout out to your daughter, man, big ups, man, she just graduated Gilmore Academy down in Cleveland, Ohio, man, big ups, Go.
Big ups, man. Thanks, man. Like you said before, man, you had one that just crossed and got her one, so mine is on the way to grab her one, too. So you know how we do it, man. We keeping it moving production. Let's get to these topics, though.
Go ahead.
Like that Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan thing. Wow. I see that got everybody lit up right there, huh? Oh, that got everybody lit up. Come on, Boogie. And then Big Brother Almighty, he's super lit up. He's talking about bringing mouthpieces. He told T-Row to bring a mouthpiece when he came up to Cleveland. What do you mean? T-Row, bring your mouthpiece, baby. Michael Jordan would do that guy, man. That's just as simple as that, man. Because, for one, once Jordan get the ball, he's not going to let LeBron get the ball back no more. So it's a wrap. So you keep it moving from there. You know what I'm saying? You keep it moving from there, man. And that's not going to take nothing away from him and being bigger and compound and all that. He can do all that. But, man, come on,
right.
Scotty. Come on, Scotty. Yeah. Like I was saying, how you hate on your boy, your dude like that? You see what I'm saying? This cat that you know that you didn't been... That you're right, you done been back-to-back in the trenches with this cat plenty of time. You know what I'm saying? That you, when he left you, you couldn't wait for him to come back, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. You know that cat. That money cat, that cat is dangerous, man. Ain't nobody beating that cat one-on-one, man. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
At
Thank
all.
You.
And Boogie, you know that. G-Ro, you know that. Ain't nobody beating that cat.
I gave him one game. It'll be the 10th out of the 10th game.
Right.
With my side.
But
and the other
the
question
time.
Was.
What?
Go ahead. The other question
was. No,
go ahead.
I'm listening.
The other two questions was, I'll give you the second one, and then you answer that, I'll give you the last one. Well, Mike is Michael Vick. He posed the question or the quote saying that there's no other quarterback in the league that'll beat him in a 40-yard dash.
In a
40-yard
dash. Man, listen to this, man. This is my opinion. My opinion is it don't make a difference, man. You can be the fastest cat in the NFL or not. They ain't paying you to be the fastest guy in the NFL. They paying you to win playoff games, man, and win Super Bowls. You know what I'm saying? So until you do that, man, it don't make a difference who the fastest quarterback is. Peyton Manning ain't fast at all. You know what I'm saying? Tom Brady, none of them cats ain't fast, man. Them cats got hardware. Roethlisberger, he got two rings, man. That cat's slow as dirt. You know what I'm saying? So, man, it really don't make a difference. You can be fastest cat in the NFL all you want to. If you don't make nothing happen this season or during this season, you're going to be the fastest cat sitting on the sideline in the NFL. How about that? If he don't make nothing happen, he's going to be one of the, he gonna be the fastest cat in the NFL sitting on the sideline, man. They pay you to win games, man. They don't pay you to be the fastest quarterback in the NFL, man, because if it was all about that, you already had you a Super Bowl. Them cats that mastered that speed part, you see what I'm saying? Them cats that studied film on you, man. They know you fast, man. They gonna take away that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? You see that, man? You get hurt every season. You don't finish the season out. You see what I'm saying? They stay capping you. You see what I'm saying? So it ain't about being the fastest cat. You know what I'm saying? The fastest cat ain't the cat that's winning. You gotta win Super Bowls, man. You gotta win games, man. So that really don't make a difference, really. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's some old ego stuff to me, it sounds like. That's some old, man, I'm faster than you type stuff. Man, ain't nobody thinking about that, man. It's about rings, man. It's about winning. You know, the NFL, they always looking for somebody better than you. So if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do this season, man, or during this season, man, you're going to be the fastest cat sitting right there on the sideline with Chip Kelly. Calling plays into the other fastest cat. For real.
With a clipboard.
and some Dr. Dre headphones on over there. For real. For real, man.
And the last question I want to pose to you, OG Scorekeeper, is Mike Wallace out of pocket by saying that the new team that he's on has a college mentality type of regimen. Is he throwing a shot at the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, by saying that?
No, I just, you know what I'm saying? Man, I just got tripped out that he said that. No, I just feel like he just, you know what I'm saying, he got down to Miami and it's like they down there, they free-spirited, they kicking it, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really think it's a shot at the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, I'm up in Cleveland right now. So, you know, us in Pittsburgh don't get along. So, of course, Cleveland going to feel like, yeah, he took a shot at them Lanes. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it really ain't. He down, you know what I'm saying? He left Pittsburgh like Mob was saying. You know what I'm saying? Like Sonny Red was saying. He left Pittsburgh. You know what I'm saying? Pittsburgh was straight collar. They bought their business. Blue collar. You know what I'm saying? That's just like me moving from Cleveland to Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? It's like blue collar, you know what I'm saying? Get up every day morning, you know what I'm saying? Working class community, you know what I'm saying? Then bam, you move down here and it's wide open. They kicking it, you know what I'm saying? So you still focused and you still taking care of your business, but everything looks different. Everything in South Beach look new. You know what I'm saying? Pittsburgh don't look new around that camp, man. So he's just saying it from a perspective, I think, of ending up down in Miami on South Beach, man, around all them young cats and all them young, you know, all the entertainers be down there, and it's just young atmosphere. And he like, man, it's a college atmosphere down there, this boy, just on the kicker side, you know what I'm saying? So it,
exactly.
it show, it'll show on the field, you know what I'm saying, all the other stuff, you see what I'm saying? So it'll show if they down there not really taking care of their business and they really acting like a college team, you know what I'm saying? So I just always feel like there's no shot at them directly like that. I just feel like, you're like, man, I've been blue-collared all my life. I didn't even know people was out here kicking it like this, you know what I'm saying? And that's just how it is. That's how it kind of was for me, you know what I'm saying? Leaving, you know, working class, you know what I'm saying, blue-collar, you know, we get down and dirty around this camp, you know what I'm saying? But, bam, I ended up somewhere else. Everything looked new. You know, they ain't getting up at 8, 9 in the morning, 7, 6 in the morning. They sleeping late, you know what I'm saying? So it's a different vibe, and you got to adjust, you know what I'm saying? You got to be able to adjust. But at the same time, Mike Wallace, don't get comfortable, man. You still have to put in work. That's the main thing right there. You got to stay focused. So that's the main thing. You got to stay focused.
So because we know, man, when you go to a different city and you start seeing things you ain't used to seeing on a daily basis,
it ain't Chocolate City in Pittsburgh. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So he went from where they've been wearing winter coats and minks and long johns and corduroys. He done went down there where they ain't wearing no clothes. He went down there where they naked. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he done went from clothes. He done went from clothes to no clothes. Right. They ain't even wearing socks around here, man. For real. These cats don't even own socks, man. So he said it from that perspective. He ain't saying it from the perspective of, I don't think, of taking a shot at them cats. Because them cats, how could you take a shot at Pittsburgh Steelers? You know what I'm saying? Really. For real. When everything speaks for itself, the organization, the name, everything, it speaks for itself, man.
So, man,
I love y'all, man.
No question. We love you too, Go. And we want to say once again, the OG scorekeeper. They come on Sundays, 1 p.m. Eastern,
their
home ground, 1 p.m., and their main station is in Atlanta, Georgia. So, Go, can you tell them the number and how they can get at you?
805-856-2856, and that's the sportsofficials.com, and that's Sundays at 1, man. And just be on the lookout, man, for Heaven O Youth. You know what I'm saying? We coming, young overcomers. Utilizing truth habitually. That's what we do. That's who we all are at every day and every time, man. So peace to y'all guys. Peace to the land. Peace to Arizona. Peace to Texas. You know what I'm saying? Peace to Atlanta. You know, we keep it moving from there.
Much love to you, baby. Much love to you.
Oh, yeah, man. Love y'all, man. So y'all stay up, man. See y'all in a minute.
That's what it is.
All right.
Heaven up. Blessed love to OG the scorekeeper.
We know so many people, L Boogie, but to actually know those who are making a difference in the community and all around, man, you know, you can't help but to respect and do your part and pay support to those guys, man. You know, that's how we got it in. So much love to the sports officials. You know what I mean?
No question. And we gave tribute to the armed forces around the world. You know, from America. And I just want to give also a shout out to the memorial people that's in the hood. You know what I mean? That's stopping some of the things that's going on. You know the coaches, the teachers, the policemen, the firemen, the probation officers. You know, they're also making the world go round and round and trying to make a difference as well. So we got to make sure we give them a shout out too. And roll.
What's up with it, baby?
Man, we about to sign off. It's your boy, L Boogie, man. And you know they can get at us on the @LBoogie15 on the Twitter. And roll, tell them what's the blog, man. Where can they get us at on the website?
Man, you know the website stays always www.blogtalkradio.com/streets is talking. Gotta put that zero on the win. It ain't on the end. It ain't no typo. That's how you get it in to find us. Mondays and Fridays, baby.
9 p.m. Eastern.
And on Fridays, we always going to hit you with the freestylers getting better. You know what I mean? As usual. No question.
Absolutely. Can't wait to freestyle Friday, man. Big ups to everybody in North Park, in the hood, Elm Thicket. Hold it down. See you guys on Friday. Skeetamore, I see you, baby.
Man, to my cousin Ty with my auntie Candy, man, my pops, man. Everybody's doing their thing on this marvelous Monday. And, man, and y'all know I'm there in spirit. As usual, man, Streets is talking. We about to sign off. We love you. And don't forget, tell a friend, tell a friend, and tell a girlfriend. We ain't biased. We love everybody in the world. So DJ Steph, take us out with something special. Let's go.
My brain like a match, such a dirty game. No memories, just a misery. Painting a picture of my enemies, killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please Lord, forgive me for my sins, cause here I come. Lord, I suffered so many years and shed so many tears. God, I lost so many peers. And Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicide, drive-by, taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by, broken-hearted as I glance at the truck line, getting high. This ain't the life for me, I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me. I'm stuck in the game, I'm trapped inside a maze. See the Tangeray influence me, they're getting crazy, disillusioned lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises, think she's fucking on my boys, can't take no more. I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears. Lord, I've lost so many years and shed so many tears.